inside her just wanted to feel kicked this afternoon. Bred in a lab in South America, these top-secret moths are the next generation of military assassins. They are genetically engineered to think their way into an enemy's lair, where they bite the neck of the target and infect them with a concentrated poison that is completely undetectable and that will render the victim dead within an hour. Now they have escaped the lab and were last seen heading north, straight for the central U.S. Be on guard. They could be in your neighborhood within the month. Dear Lord, it was worse than she'd imagined. She got up from her desk and headed straight into Leo Kirby's office. He was online, reading some poor slob's blog and making copious notes. Leo was a short, lean man with long black hair that he always wore in a ponytail. He also had a goatee, cold gray eyes that never laughed, and a strange spiderweb tattoo on his left hand. In his mid-30s, he'd be cute, if he wasn't so damned annoying. "Killer moths?" she asked. He looked up from his notepad. "You said we were going to have a moth invasion. I just had Joni rewrite the story to make it more marketable."
"Joni? You had Joni rewrite the story? The woman who wears tinfoil in her bra so that the people with X-ray vision can't see her breasts? That Joni?"
"Yeah, she's my best writer." "I thought I was your best writer, Leo." He swiveled his chair to face her. "You would be, if you had any imagination whatsoever. Come on, Sue, embrace your inner child. Embrace the absurd that lives amongst us. Think Ibsen." He gave a weary sigh. "But no, you never do, do you? I send you out to investigate the bat boy who lives in the old church belfry, and you come back with a story about moths infesting the rafters. What the hell is that?"
"It's called reality, Leo."
"Screw reality. It don't make my Porsche payments. Bullshit does that, and I like it that way."
"You are such a toad."
He paused, as if an idea had struck him. He reached for his pad, where he quickly scribbled something. "Employee kisses toady boss to discover an ancient immortal prince.
Better yet, a god. Yeah, an ancient god, a Greek god who's been cursed to live as a sex slave to women. I like it. Can you imagine? Women all over the country will be kissing their bosses to test the theory."
He looked at her with a wicked grin. "Shall we try the experiment and see if it works?" "Hell no. Trust me, even with 1,000 kisses, you'd still be a toad." He was totally undaunted. "I still think we should give it a try." He wagged his eyebrows at her.
"You know, I would bring you up on sexual harassment charges, but that would imply that you have actually had sex in your lifetime."
He scribbled again.
"Sexually frustrated boss turns into screaming lunatic."
Susan groaned.
"Leo, stop turning everything into a cheesy headline."
She rubbed at the sudden pain she felt behind her right eye. "Look, Sue," he said, as if he felt an uncharacteristic wave of sympathy for her. "I know how hard these last couple of years have been for you, okay? But you're not an investigative reporter anymore." Her chest tightened at his words. Words she didn't really need to hear, since they haunted her every minute of every day. 2.5 years ago, she'd been one of the foremost investigative reporters in the country. Her former boss had nicknamed her Hound Dog Sue, because she could sniff a story from a mile away and then run it to ground and bring it home. And in one moment of gross stupidity, her whole world had come crumbling down around her. She'd been so hungry that she'd run headlong into a setup that had completely destroyed her reputation. But for Leo, whom she'd met in college when they'd worked on the campus paper staff together, she'd have never worked in journalism again. For that, she owed the little toad. Leo tore a sheet of paper off and slid it toward her. "What's this?" she asked.
"It's a web address. There's some college kid who goes by the name Dark Angel, who claims that she's working for the undead."
She stared at him.
"A vampire?"
Not exactly. She says he's an immortal, shape-shifting warrior who annoys the hell out of her. She's local, so I want you to check it out and see what else she has to say, and then report everything back to me."
"Shapeshifter, huh? Is this before or after she drops acid?"
Leo made an irritated noise.
"Why don't you at least try to get into the spirit of the job? You know, it's really not bad at all. In fact, it's actually highly entertaining. Enjoy it."
"Enjoy it. Enjoy